Now to Michigan and protests over conditions at the Detroit public schools. 35 students walked out of the East English Village Preparatory Academy yesterday and were confronted by public school police. Three adults, including a teacher, were arrested. And it's in the latest in an ongoing battle because the district is more than $500 million in debt and teachers have staged sick outs in recent days. The district sued the teachers' union, asking for a temporary injunction to halt the sick outs. A judge has denied that. So for more, let's turn to Terrence Martin. He's executive vice president with the Detroit Federation of Teachers, and he joins us now. Welcome to Here and Now.
Thanks for having me.
So first of all, can you bring us up to speed on how things are today in Detroit? Are there any active sick outs going on?
No active sick outs today. I think the message has been sent. Teachers are very frustrated. Wanted to shed some light on the issues, the conditions of Detroit public schools, and I think they were successful in doing so. Now that we have the attention of those who can make positive change for us, now it's time to work on that change.
Well, tell us more specifically, you know, what are the concerns about the conditions in the schools?
Well, we have conditions in our buildings that make it very difficult to teach and make it very difficult for students to learn. We have issues with the boiler system, where in some of our buildings, maybe half the building has heat, the other half does not, and which makes it very difficult for students to learn. We also have a rodent issue. We have tiles on floors and on ceilings that are in bad need of repair. We have black mold and things of that nature. We have some classrooms that are completely shut off from the rest of the building. And so, you know, those are the issues that our teachers face, our support staff face, and students face within Detroit Public Schools today.
Well, the district is, what, $500 million in debt?
Actually, $515 million in debt.
Okay.
And as you may know, we are currently under an emergency manager, which is a state-appointed person who's basically over the school district, holds the purse strings, and is responsible for educating students. That person was appointed by the governor of the state, Rick Snyder, and so it is quite apparent that this debt was ballooned under state control, and so the state is responsible for the debt, and they should be the ones who pay the debt.
Well, so let me ask you, I mean, because you're exactly right to point out that the district is under state control. And in fact, Darnell Early is currently the emergency manager for the schools. And before that, he was managing the city of Flint, which, of course, as we all know, is in the midst right now of a massive public health crisis there. I mean, what would you ask Darnell Early to do? $500 million of debt for a school district is an enormous amount.
It truly is. And, you know, you're absolutely correct in making the correlation between what's happening in Flint with the poisoning of the water system and what's happening in Detroit public schools, which is a lack of quality education being provided to our young folks. And, you know, this debt lies, both of these issues lie at the feet of the governor.
But what would you? But what would you want Governor Snyder to do then? I mean, basically, just find the money to bail out the schools.
He's got to find the money to pay the debt. He's got to repair these buildings. He's got to restore this district to financial stability.
Well, I was wondering if what you thought about the fact that some local reporters have dug into some of the administrative salaries at the Detroit Public Schools, and they found that some of those salaries rival administrator compensation at larger school systems like in Los Angeles and Chicago. I mean, is there any room for a long-term fix to come from the side of administration or salaries or other sort of structural elements of the Detroit Public Schools budget?
Well, this is definitely a slap in the face to the men and women who teach and our support staff within Detroit Public Schools. As our salaries have gone down, the district's administrative salaries have gone up. And in a state of emergency or financial emergency, this is quite alarming because the emergency manager was supposed to come here to fix the money issue. Instead, it has just grown under emergency management. And one other thing that you have to remember here is that the members of the Detroit Federation of Teachers five or six years ago loaned the district $50 million to keep the doors open. Loaned the district $50 million to keep the doors open. And we were promised that, the step that we made was going to establish a long-term solution to this issue. And yet, some 5 or 6 years later, here we are. This is a school district that is scheduled in April to run out of money. And all on the backs of the folks, the dedicated folks, the men and women who have made the sacrifice, who have stood the test of time, who are still here, ready to teach each and every day and educate students in the city of Detroit. So imagine how they feel.
Well, Terrence Martin is Executive Vice President of the Detroit Federation of Teachers. Mr. Martin, thanks so much for joining us today.
Thank you.